a vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you haven't so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Holy Father, we pray for those that consider themselves champions of enlightenment. We pray for them that ignore your word, that rely on their own wisdom. May they come to know the Holy One and become like little children, since we know that God reveals to children what he keeps from the wise and learned. We pray for our nation. There is discouragement and anger. There is unrest and loss of civility and purpose. There is violence and destruction. And most insidious, there are those that foment and encourage this wanton behavior. In the name of Jesus, we pray for an end to this and to those that pursue it. Help us, Father, as we witness all this evil, that we would model what Thomas Aquinas penned long ago. A praiseworthy man is one who is angry about the right things at the right time and in due moderation. We thank you that in this summer of discontent, all things are in your hand and we can be assured of your holy outcome. We thank you for the workday and those that could come and put their hand to cleaning your house. We thank you that you have protected your people here at Oakwood. We pray for Susan and her recovery. For the elderly among us, we are grateful for their healthy presence and the comfort and wisdom they bring to our family. We pray for the Biet family and the good news sent forth about a new Biet. Keep Jessica and the others safe. We pray for Pastor Jim and his battle with the pain in his side. We pray for Pastor Minsu and his family as they prepare for their return to Korea. May their journey bring glory to your name and to your church. For those in the path of Hurricane Isaias, we pray for their safety and protection. Be with the McGoverns as they attend to the final hours of Bill's mother. Great and holy God, help us, your imperfect people, an imperfect world, to continue to strive forward towards our great expectation of eternity with you. Grant us peace and serenity as we stand and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
not depart. What he is providing for us here, we can't get anywhere else but from him. Let's partake together. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This is the cup of the blessing. Let us partake together. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you, Lord, and in fervent love one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, a world without end. Amen.
For now have I beheld thy
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.